Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host, Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. I suspect I've mentioned this quote before, but it's one of my absolute favorites, and it's the jumping off point for this week's program. It's by Howard Thurman. He's an African-American author, philosopher, theologian, educator, and civil rights leader. He was a mentor to Martin Luther King Jr., who we honored earlier this week. Thurman's quote just gets me fired up. If you've heard it before, bear with me. It's definitely worth repeating and hearing again and pondering even some more, which is what we're going to do today in our program. He says, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go and do it, because what the world needs is people who have come alive." So this says a lot of things about discovering and living our divine purpose. It invites us to look a bit deeper than just doing something meaningful by a human measure of what seems needful. Instead, it reminds us that to seek to do something helpful, but that isn't a calling, a fire, a satisfying, reviving, life-giving activity, is to kind of miss the boat. We all know that the world can use a lot of help. We can see lack and this kinds of need everywhere. If we want to make a difference, it's very easy to get overwhelmed with the ways we could do that. We really want to do some good, and certainly doing good isn't always going to be our calling, the very thing that lights us up. It may be just something is called for in the moment, and we're responding to help and to be a part of what is needed at that moment in time. But in terms of our real purpose, our divine mission, God's intention for us in this world, we have to seek out something, discover what feels really vital to us. And it's not because we feel we should do it, or because someone else tells us, "Hey, you're really good at this thing," but because in the doing of it, we come alive. And that light of life is seen and felt and makes a difference. That light that is our own unique being and our purpose is bright and compelling and healing because it's truly God's own light within us. He put it there, so it has power and truth. Denying it and trying to be something we're not or something that doesn't inspire us makes for a less powerful light, and certainly one that's probably going to drain us rather than excite us. The Bible reminds us that there are a diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. That's God's Spirit that unites us all, but our unique ways of sharing and giving and doing that are given to us. So when we are going about our heart's desire, the life-giving ideal and ideas that we love, then we're in tune with God's overall plan, which includes and embraces everyone. We're doing our part, and it all works together for good, which is another quote from the Bible. How often have you done something as a career or otherwise because someone keeps telling you how good you are at it? I mentioned that before. That may be your calling, and they may see that in you, but just because you have a lot of talents doesn't mean the one that everyone thinks is your specialty is necessarily the one that really thrills you, satisfies you, makes you come alive, as Thurman says. Being good at something may allow you to do what the world seems to need, but does it come from honest contentment and joy, from that sense of certainty and peace and life that God's Spirit in us is giving us, is telling us? Those talents that don't delight us that much are still useful, but let's not be afraid to actually go for our joy, to follow our bliss, as Joseph Campbell says. I think I've quoted him in another program. That's not indulgence. It's honoring God. And when we do that, we gain the blessing of being in accord with infinite power. So don't ask yourself what other people love about you and what you do. Ask yourself what, when I am doing it, makes me feel more alive than anything else. And maybe more than one thing. That's great. That's great. You may be called to use different gifts in different ways or for different purposes. But what, when I even think about it, makes me forget other things, wake up, want to talk animatedly about it, or we're just excited when I'm doing it. Maybe even you lose a sense of time or fear. Maybe even physical pain seems to drop away. What makes me feel alive? It may not be totally clear yet as to a specific job or vocation when you're thinking this through, but there might be ideas or images or qualities that bring that feeling up in you. So explore those. Write down the words that turn on your light and see what they say to you. Let it be a fun exercise of discovery. Take your time with it. Explore it. If you need more clarity, give me a shout. I'd love to help. LauraMolitor@gmail.com with any other comments or whatever as well. But if you want to do a deep dive together, we can see what we can find, maybe clarify a little some of those things that kind of invite you to say, yeah, this does make me feel alive. And how can that help the world? You know, obviously there's practical details to think about it as we wake up to this vital, dynamic purpose in us. But don't underestimate God and His power to show you step by step how to do that living, loving thing that makes you feel like yourself and bless the world as well, that allows that flame of yours to light up everything around you. And that makes a real difference. Try not to come up with all the reasons why not, and remember the reasons why. Here's some of them. Because Howard Thurman said so. Because Howard Thurman was inspired by God in that statement, I think. Because with God, all things are possible. Because today is not a day to just exist, but it's one in which to live, to feel alive. The world will feel that too. So that's what's on my mind. I could totally go on and on about this subject. I've definitely lived through experiences of doing what I was good at or what I was led to do but didn't really love, or doing what was supposed to fire me up or I thought should and didn't really. But that's okay. So we explore, change direction, keep asking yourself that question, rethink, and start fresh. The answer might change over time, but keep asking it, what makes me come alive? And then go and do that. And Godspeed to you. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you next week.